Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast today. We're going to go over some Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to talk about how do you create a ballpark price. Price for your Hawaii vacation. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about how you enjoy Hawaii's historic hotels, even if you're not staying there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's an excellent segment for you because we go over pricing. Mm-hmm. And we also tell you some of the great agents that book those Hawaii vacation packages. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
Or you can give us a call at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can find us on Twitter, Aloha Bruce, Aloha Yaling, and Facebook.
Yes.
Join our club.
Yeah, join
us. Our fan page.
Yeah, and now it's like a like page. They don't do fan pages anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Called like page?
Yeah. So,
okay.
So please like us, please. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
If you got a question or you need a second opinion or you're planning your Hawaii vacation and you need some help, mm-hmm. we are the people to help you do that. Now, I know we look funny today because we're behind a green screen. I had been trying to do a chroma key thing in, but it didn't really work. I was going to try and incorporate this live shot that we have here of course, the marina. Which, look at that. Is that beautiful?
I know.
It's a gorgeous day in Hawaii. Nay, if you're planning to come to Hawaii in the next few days or over the weekend, boy.
It's going to be so nice.
It's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard from all, from folks from all the islands that it's just been gorgeous. So it's going to be a wonderful time to come to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into it. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's start off by discussing a little Hawaii vacation news. Take a look at this. Okay. Look at that. That is Hawaiian Airlines' new Airbus. They just brought the first couple of them in. They're A330-200s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's one of like 27 to 30 of them they're going to bringing in the next 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to hear that the first service is going to begin Friday, June 4th, and it's going to be flight number 2, departing from Honolulu at 1:15 p.m. That's a gorgeous plane. They're just more fuel efficient. And I understand they have one of these, each of the seats has a special...
More like a continental flight.
Yeah, more like a continental flight. And they got those entertainment centers.
Yep.
And they're going to introduce 27 of them in the next decade. And it holds 294 people. That's a lot of people, huh? I thought it held more, but...
I know.
That's what the press release said.
But it's a 242 seating. Mm-hmm. So,
242.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. smaller than 777, but bigger than 747, I believe. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some people. Yeah, I understand that there's somebody. And of course, if you're joining us live on Ustream, we are in the other live chat. So come over to Hawaii-Aloha.com, click on the chat room, mm-hmm. and join us in there because we're not monitoring the Ustream chat at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Oh, so is that right? Yeah. So it's not bigger, but it's not smaller. So it's really a perfect size. Yeah, it's perfect size. It's a perfect size.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to the Big Island this weekend, and I know some people are headed over there, some friends of ours this weekend, there is the Big Island Film Festival. It's happening this weekend, and it spotlights independent narrative short feature films, and there's daytime and evening events. And there's also some social events associated with it. So if you're on the Big Island, you want to check that out. There's also a brunch and a concert on Sunday. And get this, what a deal. It's only $7 to attend this festival.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and some of the screenings are actually free.
Woohoo!
So if you're on the Big Island this weekend, you want to check it out. It's at the Mauna Lani Resort. Mm-hmm. That's over in the Kohala Coast.
Yay.
So that's good. Really all the news. It hasn't been a big news week. Mm-hmm. So...
Oh.
Did I explain why we have the green screen? Did I explain that thoroughly enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway. So, hopefully, I have some friends that are headed out to the Big Island. Going to be shooting some stuff there.
And then we go.
I'd love to go to the Big Island. That would be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps you out if you're headed out there. When I answer a common question that we get, and I know a lot of our agents get this on a daily basis, and it's a common question about pricing. And very often people will not know what their dates are or when they're coming, or sometimes they'll ask us to be pricing out a trip that's so far out in advance, we don't even have pricing.
Yep.
So today we're gonna explain how to create a ballpark figure for your Hawaii vacation.
Yep.
And it's really kind of simple to do. So basically here's how it goes. You figure first your airfare.
Yep.
And if you're coming from the West Coast, mm-hmm. if you figure between $400 and $500, maybe right in between $450. Now, granted, this is just a ballpark figure. It could be more, it could be less, depending on when you're traveling.
Okay.
So maybe you can help me with the math here. So let's say it's two people and you're going to be coming from the West Coast. So you figure two people, $450 for airfare.
Okay.
For two people. Mm-hmm. And then depending on which island you go to, if it's Maui, for instance, we know Maui is running at about $200 to $250 a night for a decent, for a nice property, 4-star property. So if you figure $200 a day for a hotel, mm-hmm. and let's say you're gonna come for a 5-day vacation.
So it would be four nights.
Right.
It would be $800.
$800 plus $900.
$1,700. How about a car?
And then if you wanted to figure a car in there, you can estimate about $40 a day for a car.
Times
so simple. That's a simple little formula you can use if you're going to be trying to figure out how much it costs. Because it really depends on your dates. And remember, you always want to try and travel during a weekday, Monday through Thursday. Avoid Friday, Saturday, and Sunday travel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put up the picture of the ocean because it's so beautiful.
Okay.
So you want to avoid those weekend travels.
Yeah, let's take a boat out.
Yeah,
we should take the boat to Hawaii. Yeah.
I know. Hopefully by this weekend we'll be able to get back in our boat, because right now we can't get in the boat.
Yeah.
But really, you want to, the dates are the most critical thing. And that's the first thing our agents are going to ask you when you're booking your trip is, what are your dates? Because if it's too far out, we just can't do it. Mm-hmm. So that, hopefully, that helps you out.
Yes.
Was that simple or what?
Yeah. So simple.
I think we did that in less than a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, give us a call, 1-800. Our agents are really good at figuring that stuff out. And they're also going to try and figure out, they are
so good.
I talk to customers every day and, I'm so proud of our agents.
They are.
Because they're
so good.
They are the best. They are the best. And you know what? Start booking your trips, because forget about summer almost already.
June, July, oh my gosh.
Really,
summer
really
is so tough now.
Yeah, the last couple of days we've been so busy, I can't believe it. So I don't want to jinx that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on here and let's continue talking. The next thing I want to talk about is in Waikiki, there are a few hotels which are historic.
Yep.
And they also happen to be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, only the folks with big bucks get to stay there. You got to have the big money. However, these properties, they have a lot of aloha spirit. And even if you're not staying in the hotel, you can enjoy the ambience. You can enjoy the beautiful of these fantastically restored historic hotels.
How?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
It's actually fun just to stroll through. And you can actually experience yesteryear by hanging out in the lobby of these hotels and loitering around. No, I'm just kidding. And, hanging out at the pool. Let me update this real quick.
Okay.
Hanging out at the pool area. You usually can't go in the pool, but you can. No updates, just in text. Okay. But you can hang out at the bars and enjoy a cocktail or two and, maybe have some lunch. And for the most part, unless there's a special occasion, these hotels, they're open to the public. And you're
free. We've done it all the time.
Yeah, we do it all the time, and you're free to enjoy the public spaces. So I'm going to go over a couple of hotels that you can do this at and our favorite ones. And the first one is this hotel right here. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. There it is. It's the Moana Surf Rider.
That's right.
This is a historic gem. It was built in 1901. And on any given day, you're welcome to just stroll through the property and see some of the artifacts that are part of this hotel. There's beautiful paintings. On the second floor, you want to walk up to the second floor because you can see some original artwork.
Yes.
And what I think is really cool, because I'm in the hotel business, obviously, is they have the original handwritten ledgers.
Wow.
You know? These are, you know, everything was done by hand in those days. And they also have guided tours every day from 12 to noon.
Woohoo.
And near the pool area, of course, is the famous banyan
tree.
It's mm-hmm. right there in the middle. You can't see, yeah. you can kind of see it behind there, you know, like yeah, behind the hotel. You can see that, see the banyan tree sticking mm-hmm. up there. And you get daily music and poo-poos, and it's just...
Uh-huh.
It's just
and
a
they have
experience.
A tea time. Don't forget, they have a tea time there.
They have a tea time there. When is the tea time?
Tea time, I think, is around
noon-ish?
I think 2 to 4 or
oh,
noon to four.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Usually it should be, yeah, the tea time 2 to 4 to 5 o'clock. The
I
tea
have
time.
Some weird memories in that place.
Oh,
you
oh,
know what it
oh,
is, right? You know what it is.
Oh.
I actually had my first wedding there.
Okay.
But we won't discuss that.
Yeah.
That's why when I get there, I feel weird. I think of her. I definitely...
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's not talk about my divorces and stuff like that.
Okay, next.
Yeah, that's a bad subject.
Next.
Another property worth checking out is the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Yes.
And let's take a look at that one. This is, you know, a lot of people know it called the Pink Palace.
Yes.
And there's a shot of it from the back, mm-hmm. from the beach side.
Yes.
And actually, that beach portion there is like their own beach. They like corner it off and everything.
Yeah, they corner like a certain inches of the fee.
Yeah, it's like a couple
feet.
Inches of beach. It was built in 1927. It has a rich history. It was recently restored to its original state. And, you know, walking through here is like walking back in time. It's yeah. got the beautiful pink colors, magnificent verandas. And this place is really going to bring you back to old Hawaii. We spent a lot of time there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a guest in the hotel to just scroll around, take it in, enjoy it.
Yep.
And, of course, you must.
Go to the Mai Tai Bar.
Yes. Yes. You must enjoy a drink at the Mai Tai Bar. That's
yes.
That's a must. Mm-hmm. And tell them Aloha Bruce sent you. And yeah. Aloha Yaling. And there are several other hotels worth... taking a look at, including the Outrigger Reef, which I got a picture of that one, I think, here. Yeah, there's the Outrigger Reef. This hotel recently installed a new museum there. It's in the Ooh. Lobby area. It's
yes.
gorgeous. Another one, which we talked about last time, which has a rich history. It's one of the first hotels as well that was built in Hawaii. And, of course, this is the Halekulani.
Halekulani.
Yeah, have some drinks there. Go to House Without a Key and... enjoy some Hawaiian music and hula.
That's right.
And another one, which doesn't get mentioned as much, and it's not on the beach, is the Princess Kaiolani, which is this
Ooh.
Property here, which has an amazing history and lots of interesting photos of the original photos of the queen herself.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Queen Liliuokalani is coming to a theater near you soon.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a movie that was done. It was very controversial.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, check it out. She died
yes,
when she
please.
Was like 23. Princess Kaiolani.
Very young.
So, the next time you're in Waikiki, or if you're planning on coming to Oahu soon, I highly recommend that you take a stroll
yes.
back in time through these historic properties.
Yes, please.
Please. Please do.
Please do.
And remember, just give us a call if you have any questions. 1-800-843-8771. The number is right there.
Right
there. Right? And get involved with us. You're going to be very happy that you did, because we love to help folks out plan their Hawaii vacations.
Yeah.
There's so much to do here
yes.
and so much to see that it really takes a helping hand, don't you think, Yaling?
Yes.
It really does. Because it's, you know, you could go blind, literally, looking at all of the...
all the stuff.
And this is what you'll see when you come here, that beautiful...
The water.
The wall. It's just gorgeous. I want to get outside. I'm feeling really weird being up here in the basement.
We're in the basement.
No, we're in the attic. You know, okay. Kind of weird, you know, with the green screen behind us.
Yes.
Anyway, so now's the time in our show where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. And what do we have today?
This is a family of two travel day, October 12 to the 19th, from Salt Lake City to Honolulu to Maui, Oahu. They stay in the Auriga Reef with a leg waiting transfer in Maui. They stay in the Mahana, a one-bedroom with a rental car, total $3,405.
Another great trip, $1,500 a person, two islands, coming in from Salt Lake City. Fantastic package put together by Abby over at Extension 23. Thank you very much, Abby. And we want to welcome these new customers to our Ohana. Ohana means family in Hawaiian. Charles and Allison. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allison.
Yeah. Allison. They have two first names.
I know.
Charles and Dola Allison. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Fantastic trip. And they got that Hertz car. We're doing Hertz cars now, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And next one is for family two also. It's October 11 to 16 from Pittsburgh to Maui. They stay the Royal Lahaina with the honeymoon package. And so, of course, we're including luau, sunset dinner cruise, champagne in the room with a rental car, and total
$2,873. That's the romance package from the Royal Lahaina. Always a nice touch there. And that's a great deal. So congratulations to Edgar and Cheryl Morgan, and of course to Nancy over at Extension
24.
Yes. Fantastic job. You're going to have a beautiful time in Hawaii, Nate.
Next one for family of four, travel day, June 21 to 30th, from Denver to Maui, stay in the Lahaina Shore, two units, okay, and there was a rental car, total $4,949.
How many people is that? Four?
Four.
Wow.
So they are two units.
Oh, so they're going to like do like
two rooms.
Connecting rooms. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic package. Congratulations to these guys. The Lahaina Shores is right in Lahaina Town. It's one of the only properties that you can be on the beach in Lahaina Town.
Yes.
And right on Front Street where all the action is. Congratulations to Kalei over at Extension 31.
That's right.
And we want to welcome to our Ohana Sharon, Julie, Lisa, and Jessica Ebler.
And the first one, Agent Abby, is Extension 23.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not mention Agent Abby?
Yeah.
Okay. Agent Abby, Extension. Excuse me.
23.
Anyway. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, we do this every Wednesday and Friday for your enjoyment, I hope. I hope it's enjoyable. And
you have a lot of information.
Yes. In between, make sure you get over to our blog, which is every single day. We post stuff up there. I just got a note here in the live chat that somebody's saying there's some formatting problems with our blog page. And
we're going to check it out.
Yeah, we're going to check that out right away as soon as I get off the podcast. So we want to thank you for tuning in. For my beautiful wife, y'all.